Good morning. My name is Samuel, and I will be your operator during today's conference call. At this point, I would like to welcome everyone to the Cementos Argos conference call related with the acquisition of cement assets in the U.S. All lines have been placed in silent mode to prevent any background noise. After the company's presentations, there will be a Q&A session. If you have a question in this part of the call, please press the star key on your telephone keypad, followed by the one key at any time during the conference. Before beginning the presentation, it is important to note that certain forward-looking statements and information during the call are related to Cementos Argos S.A. and its subsidiaries, together referred to as Argos, which are based on the knowledge of current facts, expectations, circumstances, and assumptions of future events. Various factors may cause Argos' actual future results, performance, or accomplishments to differ from those expressed or assumed herein. If an unexpected situation presents itself, or if any of the premises or of the company's estimations turn out to be incorrect, future results may differ significantly from the ones that are mentioned herein. The forward-looking statements are made to date, and Argos does not assume any obligation to update said statements in the future as a result of new information, future events, or any other factors. At this time, I will turn the call over to Ms. Manuela Ramirez, Investor Relations Managing Director of Cementos Argos. Please proceed, Ms. Ramirez.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on short notice. On the call today are Juan Esteban Calle, our CEO, Juan Luis Munera, our Chief Legal Officer, Carlos Yusti, our CFO, and Eric Flesch, the VP of the U.S. Regional Division. We are very excited to discuss our latest acquisition in the U.S. We have posted English and Spanish versions of the presentations in our website. We will upload the conference in audio format to our website. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Cash.
Thank you, Manuela, and good morning, everyone. I would like to start spending a few minutes providing an overview of the strategic rationale and the perfect fit of this acquisition in our long-term strategy. At the end of my opening comments, we will be pleased to take some questions. We have consistently said that we look at M&A as an enabler of our growth strategy in a defined area of operations where through operational leverage we can generate value to our shareholders. Under the terms of the agreement with Heidelberg, Argos will acquire the Martinsburg plant in the U.S. Mid-Atlantic region for $660 million. The assets include a state-of-the-art cement plant in Martinsburg, commissioned in 2009, with a cement terminals, four of them with water access. With this acquisition, we will add 2.2 million tons to our cement capacity with a plant that complements our existing footprint. This transaction implies a multiple of 10 times considering the 2017 projected EBITDA. As most of the U.S., these assets are not yet at a normalized utilization level. Such level estimated by the PCA to be around 2019 to 2021 will imply a multiple of close to 8 times the normalized EBITDA. We feel extremely satisfied in securing this unique opportunity. The Martinsburg plant is the country's most energy efficient, and its labor productivity is 46% higher than the median of the country. This plant is a relatively new asset built with cutting-edge equipment, which means that it will require marginal capex in the short term. Additionally, the usage of alternative fuels can be improved, as well as the blending for cement production supported by our expertise. Additionally, we will now be able to reach major urban areas such as Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Annapolis, and Pittsburgh, where demand for cement has historically been resilient and where, through a very well interconnected network that includes rail, bus, ship, and truck transportation, we can deploy our know-how and go further north up to New Jersey and New York. Strategically, this transaction allow us to grow in a natural extension of our current market, improving EBITDA generation as the capacity utilization increases while generating important synergies for our shareholders with a net present value that we have estimated above $50 million. This includes cost savings by making more efficient our supply chain and optimizing our new plant network. Finally, it is important to mention that no additional administrative headcount will be necessary. Regarding the financing of this transaction, we have secured a bridge loan with J.P. Morgan that will be repaid with a combination of different sources, including the divestment of at least $350 million of non-core and non-strategic assets. The acquired assets are already generating positive EBITDA with margins above 28%, and therefore, we do not expect a material increase in our indebtedness ratios. As one of these divestments, I am pleased to announce the sale of a 20% minority stake in our Panama operation. The transaction is being closed based on an enterprise value of $700 million. Our new local partner is Grupo Provivienda, controlled by Federico Salazar, a very well-known Colombo-Panamanian investor that will add a lot of value to our operation in Panama. Provivienda started operations in 1994 in Panama and has developed more than 20,000 houses in that country. It is part of the QCSR Group, a real estate company with presence not only in Colombia, but also in Salvador, Mexico, the U.S., and Panama. We have also started the process to divest 120 megawatts of inside defense generation assets in Colombia, and the process to sell some real estate assets in our three geographies. Argos will not make an equity issuance to finance this transaction. In summary, this is an exciting and attractive opportunity which significantly expands our presence in the U.S. This unique platform provides us an opportunity to position the business in new and mature markets and to accelerate growth in this region. And finally, I am very confident and believe this opportunity will deliver strong returns for shareholders going forward. I thank you all for your participation on the call. We welcome your questions and will answer them in the same language you ask. Operator, you may now continue.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Star one to ask a question. From this moment and going forward, there will be no interpretation and questions will be answered in the language of the questioner. We will pause for just a moment to link both the Spanish and the English call. And your first question comes from the line of Adrian Huerta from J.P. Morgan.
Hi, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for the call, and congratulations on the several transactions that you have announced. I have a couple of questions. The first one on these multiples that you just mentioned on the for the U.S. acquisition. What are you implying in terms of further price increases of cement and the potential sustainable margin that you can generate on these assets? That's the first one. And then regarding the minority stake in Panama. What are Provivienda's intentions with these investments, and if you're planning on paying a dividend out of this subsidiary? Thanks.
Okay, so Eric Flesh, our U.S. Vice President, will take the first question.
Regarding price increases in the future, prices also depends on demand, and according to the PCA forecast for the next 6 years, we're seeing in our region growth, a sustainable growth of over 6-7% per year. So historically, we've been growing during the last 3 years below that number, and we've been increasing around 5-6% per year. So we just project in the coming years, if the growth continues the same path, we'll be growing around the same figure.
And I will take the second question. Provivienda likes Argo's business model. They are bullish on Panama. They know the market extremely well, and they just want to invest in Argos for the long term, looking in the future for more opportunities to invest with us in some other opportunities in Central America and the Caribbean.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So I just made a couple of quick calculations. So to get to that 10 times multiple, would that mean that you will be planning on having this plant running at around 90-95% utilization ratio, and with prices somewhere around 10% higher than what they are today, and with around 25% EBITDA margin? Is that roughly correct?
Yeah, that assumption is roughly correct.
Yes, but bar about 90% running the plant. And what margin did you say? Did you say that again?
25%?
Yes, around that, yes.
And just one final question, if I may add. The clinker factor, I mean, seems to be quite low, what you disclosed in terms of a clinker capacity and cement capacity. Can you explain why is it this low?
No, what those guys, the ratio those guys are currently using is not the most efficient. Once we take over the plant, we just plan to add more limestone, more add less clinker per ton of cement, and then we'll optimize that ratio.
So you think it could be lower than the 73%?
I think, Adrian, that you are doing the calculation not correctly. I think because the capacity of the plant, the capacity of clinker in the plant is 1.6 million tons. The capacity of grinding is 2.2 million tons. That is not the clinker to cement factor, really. The clinker to cement factor now is about 90% or something.
Around that, yeah. But that means there's a surplus of capacity to grind cement, and then just to use the whole capacity, we will need to add in the future slag and limestone with the capacity of clinker. We have
Perfect. No, yeah, that's very clear. And is it possible to expand your clinker capacity without getting into too much trouble regarding permits?
Yeah, but we don't see in the coming years any need to expand the clinker capacity. The capacity in cement, 2.2 million tons, will be used by 2020, 2021, and we'll be using some cementitious materials as slag, limestone, fly ash, and then we won't need any increase in the clinker capacity.
Excellent. And just it will be my final one. You've been importing a lot of cement to the U.S. This year, I believe somewhere around 15% of your sales. With this acquisition, can we assume that probably your imports will decline to the U.S. and you will not be needing to import as much cement as you're doing today?
No, those are different markets. Where we're importing our in other states and different to this market where Martinsburg is at.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next question, Herman Suniga from Bancolombia.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. The first one is, in terms of divestment, specifically those of the auto-generation, which is the value for each megawatt? I mean, which value is the total amount of these assets? And the second question is regarding the No, I mean, wasn't ready answer. No, it's basically that one. The auto generation, I mean, the price for each megawatt of the valuation. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Germán. We are just starting the process to sell our inside defense generation assets. We have 20 megawatts of hydro capacity, 49 megawatts of coal, and 53 megawatts of gas. We think that all the assets are in very well conditions, and we're expecting to get a good value for the assets. We don't want to provide any guidance as to what will be the amount that we will be getting for that transaction. But we are fully sure that we will exceed, I mean, between the Panamanian divestment, I mean, the minority stake in Argos Panama, the real estate assets, and the self-generation assets, we will exceed the $360 million.
Okay. The second question is, I mean, for the future, how do you will, I mean, set up the revenues for each regional? I mean, do you have still room in U.S. to growth, or maybe you will have like the same market share problems? I don't know. What is the mega for the company in terms of revenue generation?
For next year, we are expecting at least $1.7 billion revenues from the U.S. Operations, and that will be more or less 55% of our total revenues. And in the future, I mean, we'll see the U.S. market playing every single day a much important role in our operations.
Okay, perfect. And we have, oh no, that's all the questions that we have. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Herman.
Next question, Francisco Suarez from Scotiabank.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call. Congrats for this great acquisition. It looks really great. If I may, I'm sorry because I don't know quite well all the maritime and terminals that you have there. It seems that there is a lot of hidden value in those assets because it seems that they are not only maritime terminals, but also they actually have rail connections and everything. Can you disclose a little bit more for me what are the advantages of these assets and how you could really create synergies with what you already have in Wilmington and in the neighborhood of that region? And the second question relates now more to the balance sheet. Can you give us the guidance of what could be the, I mean, you have already the Sogamoso expansion, but you have also other commitments to further increase capacity in Harleyville, in your plant in Harleyville. So if you can disclose the overall CapEx needs that you might be requiring from Harleyville as well. And in addition, and lastly, on your major cost-cutting program that you are just beginning in Colombia, what other CapEx needs do you think are worth looking? Because first, when I see that you have still these holdings of Grupo Sura and Bancolombia, those seem to be a great source of financial flexibility for you. So the question is, why not selling those assets? Thank you.
Paco, good morning. Eric Flech. Good to hear you
Hi, Eric.
Again. First question regarding the ports and terminals. Very, very important question. We feel very pleased with the Martinsburg acquisition, and one of the reasons is the market and the location of the plant, which is in a radius of 250 miles among five or six very important and massive consumers of cement in the U.S. And then we have four terminals inland with rail and four terminals with water in front. That means that we can move cement from the cement plant to the terminals, and the terminals are right there beside the metroplex areas of these cities. And by moving cement by rail, it's the cheapest freight. So we have a big advantage, a huge advantage by just having that rail and those terminals located just right there where the massive consumers consumption of cement is. Now, the terminals on water also are important because we can either import or move through fly ash, slag for our operations, and also to move cement from Martinsburg and from those terminals to other operations of ready mix we have in Carolinas. So that is extremely important.
Okay, and Francisco, regarding our second question, I mean, our CapEx commitment don't change because of this acquisition. We don't have any commitment in at our Harleyville plant. I mean, to do expansion, we're just a project that we are analyzing. And regarding the sale of our investment portfolio, it is not associated with this transaction. I mean, this transaction is fully funded, and we will be doing some more divestments. And the portfolio is always there and will give you financial flexibility, and we have always said that we will sell those shares, I mean, at the right time and at the right price.
Got it. Thank you very much. Congrats again.
Next question, Diego Rosas from Porvenir.
Hola. Muchas gracias por tomar mi pregunta y felicitaciones por la transacción. Nuestra primera pregunta es si nos podrían contar un poco más sobre los términos del crédito puente que adquirieron con JP Morgan y si nos podrían dar algún guidance de efectos nominales en ingresos que podrían tener por esta operación. Muchas gracias.
Hola, Diego. Carlos Justi. El crédito puente es un crédito a un año. Es un crédito que tiene, pues, que se maneja como usualmente son estos créditos puentes de financiación de inversiones, con lo que se llama una tasa step up, es decir, que cada tres meses va subiendo un poco, pero realmente es una tasa supremamente favorable que arranca con un LIBOR más uno en el primer trimestre y termina en un LIBOR más 1.75 en el último trimestre. Es un crédito totalmente prepagable en cualquier momento, que en el momento pues que vamos haciendo las desinversiones, y lo que demuestra pues digamos también aquí es la gran confianza pues de que un banco como el JP Morgan tiene un crédito comprometido de $600 millones para financiar esta adquisición, ¿cierto? Sobre la segunda pregunta, que son los efectos nominales sobre ingresos de esta transacción, como Juan Esteban lo comentaba ahorita en otra pregunta, es esta operación en el año 2017 debe generar efectos de ingresos de aproximadamente $200 millones, que todos son nominales porque no se consolidan, no se elimina pues con ninguna otra operación de la regional de Estados Unidos ni en el consolidado.
Muchas gracias.
Okay, bien.
Next question, Edgar Romero from BBVA.
Muy buenos días, gracias por la presentación. Me gustaría de pronto hacer un poco de extensión a la pregunta inmediatamente anterior relacionada con el bridge loan. Sabíamos que pues ya han mencionado que es a un año. Hay que dar pues de todos modos un saldo si uno tiene en cuenta lo que van a obtener por desinversiones de aproximadamente $300 millones. Entonces me gustaría un poco más allá a ver qué planes pues se tendrían para ese saldo, si pues pensarían hacerle como un rollover o hacer un prepago, o si se podrían ver inversiones adicionales a finales de este préstamo. Y otra pregunta, pues básicamente tener claro el margen de vida. Es que escuché en algún momento un 28% y después un 25%. Entonces, simplemente como para tener un poco más claro cuál es el margen de vida esperado. Muchas gracias.
Ok, Edgar. Mira, en las cuentas que estás haciendo son perfectamente correctas. Lo que estamos pensando es que este crédito es de un año. Como lo vimos y lo viste pues en la reunión que tuvimos antier, los resultados de la operación como un consolidado vienen presentándose bastante bien. Entonces, en nuestros cálculos de la financiación y de la estrategia de fondeo, es que vamos a hacer esto con desinversiones, los 350 millones, los 50 millones más o menos que genera genera en un primer momento la operación, en un primer momento, pues nos permiten ahí financiarnos también un pedazo importante de la misma, la operación viene sin deuda, entonces ahí nos financiamos otro pedazo y el resto realmente lo estamos pensando refinanciar con la generación interna de recursos de Argos del próximo año. Entonces esa es más o menos la estrategia que financiaríamos los $660 millones. En el margen del EBITDA target, cuando hablamos pues, del 28, el 25, obviamente, digamos, arranca y va creciendo el margen y llega inclusive en un momento al final, inclusive por encima del 28%. No es un dato específico porque la respuesta, porque no estamos hablando pues, de un año específico, pero más o menos está rondando entre un 25 y un 32% a lo largo de la presentación, pues el margen de EBITDA que va mejorando en la medida en que se aumente la utilización de la capacidad instalada y como Eric lo mencionaba en una de las preguntas anteriores, con los aumentos también de precio que se van dando en los próximos años.
Okay, una última pregunta. Los 50 millones de sinergias que ustedes buscan atrapar, más o menos, ¿en cuánto tiempo puede darse?
Estos 50 millones de sinergias es valor presente neto de las sinergias. Lo que nosotros estamos estimando es que más o menos tenemos unos $10 millones anuales de sinergias, ya mirado desde el punto de vista anual. Y realmente creemos, también como Eric lo mencionaba al principio, o lo mencionaba pues en una pregunta anterior, lo vamos a ir capturando muy rápido entre el año 17 y 2018, debemos estar capturando esos $10 millones por año de sinergias. Es muy importante aclarar que dentro de este valor de $660 millones no estamos teniendo para nada en cuenta y no tuvimos para nada en cuenta en la valoración estas sinergias de que estamos hablando.
Perfecto, muchas gracias.
Next question, Carlos Rodriguez from Credicorp Capital.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for the conference call and congratulations for this acquisition. I have a couple of questions. The one is related to the bidding process. I want to know how was the bidding process and if you submit the highest value of the project, and if not, what were the reasons for Heidelberg for choosing Argos instead of the highest bid?
Thank you, Carlos. It was a highly competitive process. We know that during the first round they received more than 15 offers, non-binding offers. The second round we were 5 left, and we are extremely happy that at the end of the process we were the winners. But it was a confidential process, so I mean we really cannot tell you if ours was the highest bid.
Okay, I got it. And my second question is related to the EBITDA. You share with us the 2017 EBITDA, but I want to know what was the EBITDA of the plan in 2015, and if you have the number for the last 12 months as for June 2016.
Yeah, the budget for 2016 is $55 million. Expected EBITDA for 2017 is 65, and I think they are on target to hit the $55 million EBITDA for this year.
Okay. My third question is regarding market share. I mean, with this acquisition, you now have 10% of the U.S. capacity. I want to know if there are any antitrust law or any cap looking forward for Cementos Argos in the U.S.
No. We want to grow as much as we can in the U.S.
No, exactly. So every market in every state is totally different. So. We are 10% of the installed capacity in the country, but in terms of market share, in Georgia, for instance, we are about 25%. In Florida, we are 20%. So every state depends on demands and other competitors in the area, so we don't have any cap. So we'll do our best, and we'll try to add as much value to the company, to the result as possible.
Okay, and my fourth question is related to the investment portfolio. I know someone asked before, but just to be clear, I mean, are you planning to sell any stake of your current investment portfolio? I'm talking about Sura, and Bancolombia. And I don't know if I'm being so naive, but why not to sell all the portfolio by $500 million and the rest is debt, and actually the ratios will be the same as for now?
I mean, what we're just saying is that we will not sell our portfolio because of this transaction, because this transaction is fully funded. But we have also stated that our portfolio gives us financial flexibility and that we will sell it at the right time and at the right price.
Okay, and my last question, I mean, I know the transaction, the whole transaction was $660 million, but may I know the breakdown of the assets? I mean, how much was for the plant and how much for the 8 terminals?
It is a complete package, you know, and we value the cash flow of the complete package.
Okay, and just to, this is my last question, actually. What is the utilization rate of the plant right now?
Around 80%.
80%? Okay, thank
yes.
you. Thank you very much for having my questions.
Thanks a lot.
Next question, Luisa Arce from Da Vivienda.
Buenos días, pues muchas gracias por la llamada. Quería preguntarles, por un lado, ¿cuándo se cerraría la transacción y pues desde cuándo empezarían a consolidar en los resultados? Y por otro lado, quería preguntarles, ¿cómo es el mercado en West Virginia y si tienen las estimaciones del PCA para esto sobre la demanda de cemento en el estado? Muchas gracias.
Gracias, Luisa. Estamos estimando que las autorizaciones del FTC vienen más o menos en octubre. Estamos entonces creyendo que podemos cerrar la transacción entre octubre y noviembre. Me gustaría, Eric, que ampliaras un poquito sobre el atractivo del el mercado y las características de ese mercado.
Sí, estamos a la espera, como decía el señor Calle, de todos los trámites normales de FTC. En cuanto al tema de los mercados, esta planta atiende unos mercados muy maduros y de ciudades principales como Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Filadelfia, Pittsburgh, y también tiene acceso a los estados de New Jersey y estado de New York. Y también puede por riel y a través de nuestros terminales que comentamos hace un rato tener acceso a los mercados de Carolina del Norte. De tal manera pues que la planta tiene acceso 360 grados por tren. Vamos a contar con una flota adicional de tren. Hoy tenemos una flota aproximada de 1,000 vagones y vamos a incorporar alrededor de 300 vagones más para atender estos mercados. Estimaciones de la PCA sobre estos mercados. El sureste, donde estamos hoy, normalmente son crecimientos por encima de la media nacional. Y este mercado más hacia el norte, Virginia y estados de Pensilvania, New York, también están ligeramente cerca de la media. Pero son mercados muy maduros que cabe notar que durante la recesión que afrontamos en los años 2008-2011 fueron los estados donde menos cayeron en consumo.
Vale, muchas gracias.
Next question, Camilo Ferreira from Credit Corp Capital.
Bueno, muchas gracias por la llamada. Ya creo que gran parte de las preguntas que tenía han sido contestadas. Creo que solo me quedaría una pregunta sobre la utilización de la planta. ¿Qué porcentaje piensan que puede ser destinado para llevar hacia el sur, hacia Carolina, hacia las Carolinas? y si tienen planeado de pronto utilizar esta planta para exportar hacia otros países.
La planta, digamos, el cemento entre menos viajes, es el propósito que tenemos, es mejor para nosotros. Los mercados tan masivos y de estas áreas metropolitanas que rodean la planta, nos concentra a llegar a esos mercados. No vemos la necesidad de ir a Carolina y tampoco vemos la necesidad de exportar. Queremos maximizar nuestra participación en estos mercados de estas ciudades principales y maximizar los márgenes, de tal manera pues que esa será nuestra meta en los próximos años.
Bueno, gracias.
Next question, Omar Rodriguez from Credit Suisse.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for taking my call and congratulations on the acquisition. Just a quick doubt on the non-core divestments. Are both the generation assets and real estate assets located in Colombia? And have you already started the negotiation process of these assets with any counterparty?
The generating assets are in all of them in Colombia, and we have already started the process to sell the assets. The real estate assets are located in the three geographies, in Colombia, in Central America and the Caribbean, and in the US.
Okay, and have you started to try selling those or the real estate assets
And we
are?
started the process to sell those assets as well. Both
Okay.
processes are already underway.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Next question, Luis de la Torre from Morgan Stanley.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call. I just have a brief question on transportation. I was wondering if you could specify what percentage of the cement moved from the plant is done via rail versus truck.
Rail versus truck.
Rail for Martinsburg, rail will be around 75%, and truck the balance 25%.
Okay.
Normally in our operations in the Southeast is 60% rail, 40% trucks.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Next question, Froylan Mendez from JP Morgan.
Hi guys, thank you very much for the call. Just trying to understand a little bit more on the market in Panama. How much capacity do you have there and at what utilization ratio? And do you have a broad number on how much what is the price per ton in Panama?
Our capacity in Panama, Froylan, is about 1.3 million tons, and we are utilizing our. I think it's very important that there is a grinding facility. It's not a vertically integrated plant. We are running that plant at about 75% because remember that the Panama Canal expansion was completed at the beginning of this year. And the price per ton is over $150 per ton.
You say it's only grinding facility. You don't have any clinker capacity there?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay,
Thank
Berlin.
you.
And there are no further questions at this time. I will turn the call over to the speaker for any closing remarks.
No, thank you very much for joining the call. We are extremely happy to have shared with you this wonderful acquisition for Cementos Argos. Thanks a lot.
And this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.